Julie.
Daddy?
Wondered how everything went today, Sweetie.
It went very well. The students were so friendly.
Were they really? Yeah. How many were there, hon?
Well, there were about 200. And what
200.
I did was to open, you know, up to questions. And they didn't ask about Watergate then. These were all really brilliant kids, the presidential winners.
Really?
State. And I had Secretary Weinberger there, and he answered a couple questions, and it was real good. So.
They didn't ask about Watergate. That's funny.
They didn't.
I suppose they were being polite, huh?
Well, but I mean, maybe they were putting things in perspective, too.
Did they ask about the summit? Or,
yes, they did.
They were interested
and they
in that.
Wanted to know about, for example, the Mideast. It's about you. If you would talk to Brezhnev about that.
Yes.
And they wanted to know if about the energy crisis and how the Soviet Union might help in that way. And Weinberger and.
Their guest, yes.
He was real good.
He is so smart, right?
Friendly and nice.
Well, good, good. And, we're,
So you're going out on the boat with
We may. We're hoping to, unless the weather is real bad, but I think we will.
Good.
And then we'll, I'm going to camp David tonight.
Great.
And so we'll see the situation is up there. And so it's fine. Well, I wish you well tonight. I'm sure it's going to go well.
I think it does.
I appreciate all your work. My goodness. I was
really
just talking to Ron Ziegler, and let me tell you that you're concerned about the press conference. We've been talking about I intend to have one, but I've got to wait till Dean gets on, see?
Yeah.
So that I can, so that, you know, get that past us, because don't be concerned about it, but because, but we got quite a case. You've seen where they've caught him skimming some money.
No.
He stole some money, apparently, $4,000, said he did. For his honeymoon, said he put it back. So he's a pretty bad boy.
Daddy, one thing I wanted to tell you. David and I went to dinner at Howard K. Smith's house last week because he invited us, and we thought we should do it because he's been good.
Oh, yes.
And he really is your friend.
Nice man. Yeah.
He really, he is, because like he was talking about the editorials he's been doing. He's the only one who's putting everything
in
historical
perspective.
And
I know.
I really wanted you to know that it was a very good meeting.
Well, you know.
And you know who else was very good?
Yeah.
The editor of the Star was there. Noyes.
Oh yeah, Crosby Noyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And we.
He's a nice man. Actually, let me tell you, the thing is on this, we're ready to strike back, but we've got a plan, and I just want you to know that I have it very much in mind. But when we do, we want to just take the offensive and stay on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we're just gonna go all out. And,
Dean doesn't have any damning documents, does he? He's just talking?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Don't worry about that.
Well,
he can't. There's none from me.
No.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Because I know we have got everything that, anything, but everything he's got. Dean is just going to make a lot of charges, you know, about this and that and the other thing, because he was the master of the whole cover-up thing himself.
Yeah.
He was the carry-outer of the thing. And led us for 10 months.
Boy, but it's working out. And Daddy, last night was a triumph.
Yeah, you liked it, did you?
Didn't you?
I thought it was.
My
was
God,
great.
I mean, it couldn't have been a more.
Yeah, it was friendly and warm and.
And yet the toasts were significant.
Yes.
And the kids got a real kick out of the fact that that because of the long toasts and the friendly spirit of the evening, that the night went on an hour later than usual, and how you all had postponed, Brezhnev suggested postponing the meeting for 1 hour, and they really loved hearing that.
Kind of thing they like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine, sweetie. Good luck, and thank you
Thanks
very
for
much.
Calling.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.